Laurel takes Poppy home after the visit to Noelle's house. They walk in silence for a while. Laurel has known Poppy to be so quiet. "Are you okay?" she asks as they wait at the crossroads for the lights to change. "No," she says, "I feel all weird." "Why do you think that is?" "I don't know," she shrugs, "just remembering things I haven't remembered before. Thinking about my mum when I haven't thought about her for so long. Meeting cousins I didn't know I had. It's been a bit overwhelming." "Yes," says Laurel, cupping the crown of Poppy's head with her hand. "Yes, I bet it has." Laurel swallows away the lump in her throat. She needs to stay focused. She cannot jump to fantastical conclusions. In the scheme of things, it's far more likely that the monster in Noelle's basement was actually 20 dead hamsters, not Ellie. She needs to assume that this was the case and then find the evidence that it was not. She needs to stay sane. Floyd is there when they get back. Poppy starts to blabble immediately about cake and tea and then disappears very quickly to her room before Floyd can ask her anything else.